three don't come and those who just show up. You better take it. We ain't got a season tonight. None of that matters. You gotta make your mind up right now to be physical all night long.
No better day than this. See how good it feels out here?
I feel like I'm back in California again, huh?
You know what time it is? Another opportunity, baby. Game time.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. And Everbank, the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
If I get in there 5-7 yards, bro, I got to get in that thing. I can't not get in that thing. You feel me? Got to find Asian every way to get in that thing.
And he predicted it. The little flip from Chad Henne to Marquise Lee, who steps into the end zone for his first touchdown in the National Football League. And welcome to the NFL. And welcome to Jaguars All Access here at the stadium. Sam Kavaris along with Jeff Loggeman. Of course, this week, as we are every week, taking a look at exactly what happens in the NFL, and particularly with the Jaguars, all behind the scenes as well. And Jeff, this is a week, obviously, that the Jaguars took a massive step forward in what they were able to do.
They did, and you expect them to take another step forward here in the third preseason game, because the third preseason game is probably the most game-like that you're going to see as far as being close to the regular season.
Our guest this week is one of the most celebrated players in the history of college football, and certainly has now made his mark in the NFL as a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's Denard Robinson. Denard, welcome. I know you pretty much came straight from practice and meetings, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I just came from out of the meetings just now, so it's great to be on part of this show, and thanks for having me.
When do you guys get to break camp?
We got a break camp last week, so okay. It was good to go back home and just get in your own bed. But I think it was good to be close to the hotel, because it's so close to the stadium. So
you don't mind the hotel?
Oh, no.
I never did either, as long as the beds were good. I mean, it was all good because it was close by. I mean, you had, you know, snacks at night, and, you know, it was comfortable.
Oh, yeah, that's what I think, too. I mean, it was good to be around the teammates and, you know, just being around everybody and getting little snacks at nighttime and just being around the atmosphere.
A lot of people don't realize, Denard, and as I mentioned, you literally came up here from work. You went to work this morning at 7?
Yes.
Is that right? You were here at 7 o'clock. So the glamour of being a National Football League player starts at 7 and ended around 7 today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's his job. It's a job. Like, I tell everybody all the time, I'm at work. I'm not just going to play football. I'm at work, and I'm at meetings all the time. So,
all right, so last year you had the, when you came here, the OW designation. What is your designation now? Which OW stood for offensive weapon.
I'm staying with OW, but right now I'm playing running back, and I'm enjoying that, and that's what they asked me to do, and that's what I'm doing. I want to do it to the best of my abilities, and, you know, I want to put forward the effort to just go out there and have fun with it.
I got a new designation for him,
right.
Sam.
Yep.
It's WIP.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what that means?
Weapon in progress.
Weapon in progress.
Right? Customer like that better, right?
Definitely love that. I love
certainly
that.
Made progress against the Bears. That's for sure. And Jeff, against the Bears, the top plays, you can start with what Will Blackman ended up doing on that kickoff.
And here they are, the top plays from the Chicago game. Will Blackman, a tremendous job when you're on special teams, and to have a caused fumble and a recovered fumble, giving the offense the possession of the ball at the 23-yard line, it doesn't get any better than that.
And as you've always said as a defensive player in your career, the turnovers are the key. And if you can turn the ball over and score, it's even better.
No doubt. And when they got this ball from Will Blackman, they ended up getting a field goal. Our next top play ended up getting points as well. And it was a tremendous play by Telvin Smith, in my opinion, because Telvin Smith, and this is kind of interesting because it's Florida State to Florida here, because Telvin Smith gets the tip. And then Josh Evans ends up making the interception, a big play for the defense. That's the third takeaway for them so far in the preseason.
Which is something new for Jaguar fans, because we haven't seen a lot of that in the last 5 or 6 years. But it's certainly a point of emphasis for Gus Bradley and his team.
And Denard, holy cow, in the first half of that ball game, you guys had 44 snaps. I mean, the two takeaways certainly helped, the second one being at the beginning of the second half. But you guys were on offense, it seemed like, the entire first half.
I mean, that's what we want to be. We want to be the team that, hold the ball and play fast. I think that's our biggest thing on offense, just to play fast and have as many plays as we could possibly have.
Do you remember what it was like in your first game and the first time you touched the ball? Because the game-changing moment in this situation turns out to be a touchdown by Marquise Lee, and he predicted it on the sidelines.
To be honest with you, when I first came in NFL, I was a little nervous. I mean, I was like, man, I'm playing a whole different position. So it was a different outlook on, you know, how he looked at it. But I wanted to score in my first touch.
Well, and we should have kind of swapped you out and had you on last week because you were the top play last week with the 23-yard touchdown run. And so far this preseason, the running game has gotten better. And you are the leading rusher for the Jaguars. It's got to feel good.
Oh, yeah, it do feel good. But, you know, it's a team effort. I think you got to give credit to the offensive line, the receivers, because that touchdown I did score against Tampa Bay, the receivers blocking downfield. And, you know, I've just been – you got to start working on little things right now, and we're still getting better. I think, you know, other guys need to get more carries, and they're gonna do the same thing.
Do you remember the play, Sam, was in, I guess, midpoint of the ball game, and you ran the ball inside. You got great blocks by the interior three offensive linemen. It ended up being your longest run of the game. It was 12 yards, but it was up the middle. I mean, that's something that is very different for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a big difference. I mean, I went from running outside zone all the time and instead of going up the middle, and now I'm going up the middle and trying to keep my pads low and trying to take on linebackers and make a miss.
Last week, our Baptist Health game-changing moment was your touchdown. This week, it's Marquise Lee. A lot of young players on this team, and a lot of young players will have to contribute on special teams in order for this team to be successful.
I think special teams really wins games sometimes. You know, like the thing with Will Blackman with the fumble, forced fumble, and recovering. I think little things like that, it changed the momentum of the game and momentum of the team, and it helped everybody go play a little faster. If you get a good kick return, a punt return, it makes everybody want to go score and do good things, so...
And this is something very different for you. I mean, when you were at Michigan, you were a quarterback. I mean, quarterbacks didn't play special teams. And here you are, if you're not the starting running back, the reality is that you have to have a role on special teams. And so kick returner, I've seen you're lining up as a gunner on punt coverage. I mean, that's the thing that you got to do, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I would never play any other position until I got to the NFL. And now I'm telling the special team coach, like, in order for me to make the team, I want to play the special team. Put me at gunner. Put me at kick return. Put me at things that I'm gonna try to make this team, and so that's my mindset now.
At Michigan, did you wear a red jersey in practice?
Yeah, we wore gold jerseys.
And right, so nobody would touch
you. No, nobody touched
you. The first practice you ever had without a gold jersey on was in the NFL.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The thing that has been very clear this year, you are catching the ball way better than you did last year, and. Not to be critical, but last year I said, look, if you're going to be an OW, an offensive weapon, you got to catch the ball.
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference? I know you had nerve damage, which made you go from quarterback to running back in college. Is that nerve healing and making it easier to catch?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, last year I basically was playing with one hand, really. I had no grip in my right hand, and I couldn't do a lot of things with my right hand. So this year, offseason, I took advantage of it. I mean, I had to do a lot of grip work with the strength staff and catching the ball, like going out with my cousins and my friends to, you know, catch the ball. And they kind of helped me out with catching the ball, putting it in different spots and everything like that. So it's exciting to see it come to light right now.
Denard, did you know that the Jaguars last played Chicago back in the early 2000s in the preseason, not at Soldier Field? It was while Soldier Field was being redone, and that is our trivia question, our Fanatics trivia question from last week. The answer is in Champaign, Illinois, is where the game was. In fact, Jeff and I did the game for the Jaguars television network.
I remember it was a long bus ride.
Right, exactly. It certainly was. This week's trivia question is, Denard Robinson graduated from Deerfield Beach High School. What current New York Giant defensive end also played at Deerfield Beach? Send your answers to triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com. Jaguars All Access is live. Sam Kavaris, Jeff Logman, and Denard Robinson right after the break.
Still to come on Jaguars All Access, quarterbacks in focus. Jeff Lagerman breaks down Blake Bortles and Chad Henne in the film room.
I think of my job sometimes as a big group of toddlers. As far as their taste goes, they want things that they're used to and what they're familiar with.
Refueling the Jaguars. Michael Kelly takes you inside the Jaguars nutrition program. But first, linebacker Leroy Reynolds mic'd up in your Southern Ford dealer's Sounds of the Game.
I needed it, JT!
Let's
huh?
go, man.
Let's go, man. Jags on three, 1, 2, 3, check!
Back up.
Third man in. Come on, baby. You're third man in.
That's my big dog. You know I got to take care of.
You're still third man
in. I got you. No. Hey, Duval, baby.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Remember, single game tickets are now available for the 2012-2014 season. Some great matchups here at Everbank Field, so go to jaguars.com/tickets for more information. And you remember last week we had a guest for our Play 60 program. The Play 60 program is back in 2014. Join the movement and help the next generation of youth, the most active and healthy, find Florida Fuel Up to Play 60 on Facebook for more information and learn how you can join the program that is Fuel Up to Play 60. Go to Facebook.com, FUTP60. This is the time every week we're going to ask players some non-football questions, some things that you might not have heard anywhere else. Hard to do with Denard Robinson because, as I mentioned at the top of the show, he is one of the most celebrated and famous college football players in the history of the game. But, Denard, what was your first job? I mean, did you have a job as a kid?
My first job was probably washing cars. I think I did it with my uncle, yeah. Going around washing cars and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, was it hard work or did he say, just, you know, wipe it down, or did he get you involved?
Oh, no, I took it personal. I think anything I do, I put it 100%. I mean, I put everything in it, so I took it serious.
I've noticed every time that the Jaguars go on the road, you are a very hotly pursued for autographs, okay? Because, you know, there's a lot of Michigan fans that are all around the country. I remember signing a baseball one time when I was playing, and I thought that was very odd. What's the oddest thing or the weirdest thing that you've signed?
A golf ball.
A golf ball?
Really? Yeah. Somebody handed you a golf ball?
Yeah, somebody handed me a golf ball.
Is it difficult to sign a golf ball?
It's weird because it's got, like, the ridges in there, so it's kind of different, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember Joe DiMaggio used to charge more if he had to sign something that was curved. If it was flat, it was one fee. If it was curved, it was...
Joe D, he can do whatever he wants.
Exactly right. All right, here's take a look at question number three, obviously, for Denard Robinson. The opportunity to put on some weight in the off season, to get better, more fitness. What did you use as your go-to meal?
Fish and rice.
Fish and rice?
Yes, baked fish.
Any kind of fish?
Tilapia.
Tilapia is your favorite?
Yes.
Okay.
Fish and rice? What fish happened rice. To peanut how butter
you,
and bread?
I was going to say, how do you put on weight eating fish and rice?
Yeah, I ate a lot of it. I ate a lot of it, and I just stuck to it and just – I was consistent with it and eating healthy a lot. So I tried to eat. Normally, I didn't eat breakfast. And then I added that to it, eating breakfast every day, trying to make that a habit. So once I started eating breakfast, it started sticking to me a little more, eating lunch, and then just keep going.
Kept going.
Yeah. All right, so the last one, the shoelaces, which is what your nickname was, you actually tie them. And I think you're just trying to dupe people into thinking
tie
that you
them.
Don't. Well, you don't tie them in a knot, but you actually tie a little knot outside the eyelet,
right?
At the end.
So you want to hear why I tie them?
Okay, tell me why.
Coach Rich told me he didn't want my laces slapping everywhere. So I tied a knot at the end of them. So it would be everywhere.
When you get to be an OW, okay, I want to represent you on your shoe deal.
Well, Adidas here now. I'm Adidas guy right now, the three stripes. Represent him all the time, and that's who I'm with right now. So
he's got to get more than the average guy because
Absolutely.
Of that nickname.
That's everybody talks about it. You know, what's interesting is that Denard might have eaten fish and rice in the off season, but right after practice every day, it's interesting when you go into the locker room. There's this giant cart that has all these milkshakes on it. They're good and they're tailor made for each player, as Michael Kelly found out.
These are the sounds of nutrition.
I think of my job sometimes as a big group of toddlers. As far as their taste goes, they want things that they're used to and what they're familiar with. So if you throw out words like flaxseed, they kind of freak out. So sometimes you have to sneak those things in there.
Minnie Black is the team dietitian, but the woman responsible for sneaking in those ingredients, Maren Jensen. Every day, Maren spends 2.5 hours concocting the perfect protein smoothie with 91 different combinations.
From like a thicker, from like an icier.
guys don't always think that there's a thought process behind it, but there's a reason for every ingredient that we put in there. If they have digestive issues, we put yogurt in there. If they're lactose intolerant, we don't use milk. We either will use coconut milk or we'll use almond milk. So it just depends on what their needs are.
There's a lot of combinations you can put together. And then what makes it good is your own, you know, what you want. They put it how you want it to be. So it's definitely a win-win for us.
Telvin Smith knows all about these protein shakes.
Sometimes you drink stuff so much, you just be like, ugh. So, you know, we're drinking them all day, every day, especially me trying to keep weight on, gain weight. So it's definitely tough. But at times, they can be really good when I'm hungry, like right now.
And if you buy into the saying, eat well, play well, then the Jags are cooking up something special this fall. For Jaguars All Access, I'm Michael Kelly.
All right, Denard, I personally like cookies and cream milkshakes. It's excellent for weight gain. What is in yours?
Cookies and cream.
Is that right?
Yes, that's I love it. I mean, I tell her, anytime it's cookies and cream, I'm going to drink it. So
it's just the shake? It's not a bunch of, you know, wizardry protein powder? It's just a...
Just cookies and cream. I'm not a big guy with protein.
So when I walk by in the locker room and it says D-Rob, I should pick that one and go.
Cookies and cream.
Is it ice cream too?
I don't know what she put in it. I know it tastes good.
Jaguars All Access continues. We'll go in the film room with Jeff Logman and break down the X's and O's of the game against Chicago. So stay with us. We're live at the stadium.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access, and this week we're going to take a look at the quarterbacks because it's certainly been talked about a lot around town. And we're going to start with Chad Henne because I think he has certainly made progress from last year, and Blake Bortles getting better and better. Let's start with Chad. First play with Chad, and I'm going to pause this when he decides to throw the football because that's critical. All right, he's starting his throwing motion right there. Can you figure out who he's going to throw the ball to? No. He's anticipating throwing the ball to Mike Brown. That's what you like with Chad Henne. He's a veteran quarterback and knows where the play is going to be and anticipates the throw. Here's Chad on a 3rd and 8, and I'm going to do the same exact thing. Pause it when he starts his throwing motion right there. And you can see that Allen Hurns is just starting to get his head around. That's the anticipation that Chad Henne has and allows the offense to have the tempo they much need. Now here's Blake Bortles. This is a perfect example of what Blake Bortles does best. Throw on the run. Naked bootleg. Comes around, he sees and identifies that Shea McClellan, a linebacker, is covering Mike Brown. And look at the ball, the BB, that he throws to Mike Brown. What a great, accurate throw with velocity to Mike Brown down the field and moving the chains. And this is my favorite play. When Blake comes to the line of scrimmage, he identifies that the Chicago Bears are in man coverage. He's going to change the play. And as he's trying to communicate the play, once he gets back, you'll see right here that Mike Brown is going, hey, what's the play? I haven't gotten it. But watch Blake. He finally sees that Mike Brown doesn't have the play. Then he communicates to him. Poise a young quarterback. I love it. So he fake pumps to Mike Brown. He comes back to the other side, and look at this throw. It doesn't get any better than this. A soft throw to Kerry Teller down the sideline, moving the chains. I love what both of these quarterbacks have to offer. Chad, the veteran guy. Blake Bortles, young, exciting. He's got a lot of mobility and accuracy on the run. It's going to be a great problem for this team to have to try to figure out who's going to play. A lot of teams would love to be in that position. And, Sam, you've got a guy right there that knows exactly how difficult it is to play that quarterback position.
Oh, true, Jeff. Denard, you played quarterback, obviously, and in front of 100,000, 109,000 people. I mean, it is a massive responsibility because you've got to get the team ready and get to the line of scrimmage and get things done.
You got to account for everybody. And then you got to make sure you know what you're doing and know what everybody else is doing. And you're the general. You're the field general. And you got to have that poise about you.
I tell everybody, and I've been telling them for a year since we first met, what a good guy you are. Mm-hmm. And you really take the responsibility of being the quarterback that you were, being an NFL player, very seriously in your dealings with your teammates, the media, with fans, with everybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you treat people how you want to be treated. So I treat everybody the same, and I want to treat anybody different from somebody that I knew for 100 years. I mean, but, you know, you got to have that about you.
There is an impact that you have on kids that you're aware of as well, right? It's something that's warm to your heart. I can see it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. I feel like with this stage, I want to impact kids. I want to be, you know, try to help kids out and let them know that you can make a difference in somebody's life one day.
A quick break, and when we come back, we will have the G-Series Prime headlines, and we'll talk about that quarterback situation coming up as Jaguars All Access continues.
Today. Cecil,
you know Cecil.
Yeah, that's my guy. Cecil's straight back.
Our G Series Prime headlines are talking about getting healthy. Cecil Short's probably going to play. Dakota Watson probably going to play in this game. First time we'll see those guys in the preseason. The quarterback situation, Blake Bortles is going to play some in the second quarter with the first team. He took about seven snaps between 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 today's. And, of course, the cuts are coming. The first cuts come the beginning of next week.
Okay, out of all those things that we just talked about, Sam just mentioned right there, what are you most looking forward to? Not cut down day.
I'm most excited for seeing Cecil come back and the guys coming back from being injured.
All right. Denard, thank you so much for being here. Really
appreciate
fabulous.
It. Thank you.
For Denard Robinson and Jeff Lagerman, Sam Kavaris, and thank you for joining us here on Jaguars All Access.